Hello, everybody. I know that I've been gone for a while. Well, the Talking Tuesdays have been gone for a while, and I really apologize for that. Yesterday, we were driving back from Chicago from a wedding. Congratulations to the newlyweds, by the way. So we were driving back from Chicago from a wedding, and my wife said, "Hey, did you ever post that Talking Tuesday that you did with me the other day?" And my answer was, "No, I did not." And so I didn't because it ended up being really long. We ended up talking for like 45 minutes, and there was a lot of goofiness in there, and it's just really hard to edit it out because you need to like hear everything in context. So I'll probably publish it like later on, and I mean years from now, because it was hilarious the way that we just ended up laughing with each other and at each other as we were talking about these crazy things that have happened in our lives before we met, after we met, and it was great. So instead, I'm gonna give you this really boring Talking Tuesday this time around. I know, you probably want something more entertaining. You probably want me to tell you jokes or, say something funny, but I'm not a comedian. I'm not here for your entertainment. No, I am here for your entertainment, but I'm not a comedian, so I'm not very good with jokes. Just the other day, we were joking that this kid at one of those yogurt places where you go and pour the yogurt and then they weigh it and you pay according to the weight of the yogurt. He didn't know what Captain Crunch was. He was like, "What's Captain Crunch?" Because apparently the parents never allowed him to have any kind of like sweet cereal or something. And I was flabbergasted. I was asking him like, "You don't know what Captain Crunch is?" And the little kid is like, "No, I don't know what Captain Crunch is." And I looked at my wife and I said, "Man, even in Mexico, we knew what Captain Crunch was. Like, we have Captain Crunch." Now, mind you, this is what I was telling my wife. I said, "Now, mind you, he used to be General Crunch, but then he was demoted to Capitan Crunch because he tried to have a coup, and that didn't work out so well. So he ended up in prison for a while and just came out as Captain Crunch." Again, not a very funny joke, just kind of what the jokes that I kind of handle. So, anyways, I thought I'd give you a brief lesson in epidemiology and just warn you about the dangers of not washing your hands. And for that, I'm gonna tell you all about norovirus. So, norovirus is this infectious agent that causes, according to the CDC, causes between 19 and 21 million cases of acute gastroenteritis, leading to about 2 million outpatient visits and 400,000 emergency department visits, primarily in kids, and contributes to between 570 and 800 deaths. But most of those deaths are in the very young and the very old because they get dehydrated. So it's not a very deadly disease. It can be deadly if you don't replace the fluids that you lose. And by the fluids that you lose, I mean the fluids that you do lose. It really, if you've ever had norovirus, you remember it because you just feel like dying. It really just empties you out, both by vomiting and by diarrhea. I mean, it's like your intestines are saying, "No mas, no mas," and just throw everything out, which is actually part of the defensive mechanism to try to get rid of this virus that you contracted. And by infectious, I mean it is really infectious. You only need, I think it's something like 9 or 10 viral particles for you to get infected. It's not, you don't need a whole lot. And so I remember when I was getting my MPH, we were talking about infectious diseases and we were talking about noro. And one of the Epidemic Intelligence Service people came to talk to us about an outbreak of norovirus on a cruise ship. And they determined that the outbreak began when this person in the dining room, mind you, when you get noro, like you're sick, so you know you're sick. But this person apparently decided that they were still gonna go eat something. And so they were in the dining room and they vomited all over this table and it just spread everywhere, like this mist of vomitus just spread everywhere. And they were able to determine who got infected by how far they were from the initial table. So people about 6 or 7 tables away, which was about 10 meters away, 30 feet away, they got infected with it too because they just got tiny little bits of the virus and they got sick. And I'm laughing. Not because it's funny, well, it kind of is funny, but I'm just imagining you sitting there eating, and then all of a sudden somebody 30 feet away from you vomits and you get sick. That is just nuts. Imagine if somebody decided to weaponize that and make it like into some super virus that really kill people. That would be crazy. So I went online and I found somebody from Canada. She's a 61-year-old woman who was on a tour on a cruise ship. And she got sick, and so this is what she said. "I went out of my room and I saw people with gloves and people sick everywhere. It's awful. You feel like you want to give in. You feel like you want to throw in the towel, I guess. You're just like, oh no." They were sick and quarantined in the ship. People were just going to the sick bay, 150 people in the sick bay of the ship. The crew knew that they were in for it. People were just puking off the side of the ship and flushing their toilets constantly. The ship was almost out of water, etc. The ship company ended up having to give back money for the trip to a lot of people. Like, they just were like, you know, sorry about this. And the thing is that the norovirus can spread really well in cruise ships because you're all in a confined space. And for some reason, people just don't like to wash their hands. So if somebody has norovirus and they're sick and they don't wash their hands and they touch surfaces and you touch their surfaces and then you get it, it's crazy. And in one of the cruises that my wife and I were in the Caribbean recently, they started almost like methodically putting bleach solution and disinfectant solution on every handrail all over the ship. Like, all the workers were involved in this. Even the people that played music, they were like just wiping down everything. And a couple of hours later, the captain got on the public address system and said that indeed they had a norovirus situation. And here my wife and I just looked at each other like, ah, crap, you know, because you really don't want to get this while you're out in the middle of the sea trying to enjoy some warmth in the middle of the winter. And so we just looked at each other, and from that moment on, we were washing our hands as much as we could. And I mean, soap and water. There is some evidence that hand sanitizers work against norovirus, but they don't do as good a job as soap and water. The virus is set up in such a way that alcohol really doesn't dry it out like it does with other bacteria and other viruses. And so the norovirus actually survives the alcohol. So you need to really use a lot of alcohol for a lot of time, not just like a couple of squirts and then all over your hand and that's it. You need to actually like douse your hands in it and leave it on there for a while and let it dry on its own. So and hand washing is the preferred method. So if you have access to water and soap, then just use water and soap. And that's what we did. We would go eat and wash our hands before and wash our hands after and be careful of what utensils we were grabbing and stuff like that. And then just wash our hands again and go to the room and wash your hands. It was crazy. It was just hand washing a lot because there was noro on the ship and we didn't want to get sick. When I was in college, my little brother went to visit me and he caught norovirus and it was rough for him. He was dying. He was 10 or 11 years old and just puking and vomiting, and puking and vomiting are the same thing. Puking, vomiting, diarrhea, just felt really weak. And so I got him some Gatorade and some Pedialyte and was trying to just keep him hydrated throughout the misery. And it lasts, you know, it can last for a while on some people. It can last for a couple of days, but usually, after a day or so, you start feeling much better and it clears up. And then you just are weary of eating anything for a while because you feel like, you know, you're going to get sick again and you don't want it. Luckily, you do form an immune response against noro, and there is some evidence that it lasts for a little bit, like in a couple of years, 3 years, 4 years, and then you can be susceptible to the same strain. And luckily, there's only a few strains circulating in the world, so you don't actually, it's not like the common cold that, you know, lots of different viruses and lots of different strains within those viruses can give you the same illness without you being immune. So so you don't want to get norovirus. And I need to tell you that for this Talking Tuesday on norovirus, I was planning on having a little song. If you've heard the Narwhal song, I'm going to play it for you here. You might be able to hear it. Here it goes. Narwhal, swimming in the ocean, causing a commotion. So you've probably heard it before, and it's bubblegum song. It just stays in your head. You're like, narwhals, 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 swimming in the ocean. Narwhals. And I was going to update that to noro, noro, puking in the toilet. and my wife and I were talking about this and it got out of control. So I didn't have a chance to do it, but I will if you request that I do it. If I get five or more people saying you should do the Narwhal song as noro and then upload it somewhere, then I will do it. If not, I understand why not. Because they are so awesome. Narwhals, narwhals, swimming in the ocean. Pretty big and pretty wide. Yeah, it's crazy. Anyways, that's the Talking Tuesday for today. Just a few minutes for me telling you about what I'm not going to post anytime soon because my wife and I are so just hilarious to each other, but not to many other people. And I don't want to bore you with a 40-minute discussion on the crazy things that happen in our lives. And instead, I've told you some information on norovirus and told you to wash your hands again, wash them some more. As somebody from the El Paso Health Department said when I was a kid and living up down there, they said about food, keep it hot, keep it cold, or don't keep it. And that applies to any foodborne disease. You know, if you have food, keep it hot, keep it cold, or throw it away and don't eat it. So thank you for listening, and we'll be in touch. Have a great week.